It's time for the Savannah Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and by Victory Customs.
Yes, welcome to the Savannah Coach's Corner with head coach Rick Cherry of the Savannah Bulldogs. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Oh, good to be back.
So it's going to be a little bit of a different start to the show here, but we'll get to that in a moment. But first off, the last time that I was talking to you, it was 100 degrees outside, and yes. Now it's 25 degrees cooler. How does it feel for practice with it being in the 70s?
The boys picked up and looked kind of like little colts out there playing today. Uh-huh. A little cooler. They were feeling better. Mm-hmm. We were feeling it, and I was feeling better, too.
Right. So just being able to feel a little bit better, does that do a lot for morale when it comes to practice?
Definitely a lot. We had a good practice today, and had a good one yesterday. So we had two good days of practice, and that thing's going to work out to our advantage. So.
Well, not often do you get a digit in the third invisible column, but you did last Friday with some storms that rolled through. Now the Savannah record 0-1-1 with that one tie. It was a 6-6 game against Canadian before storms rolled through, and the lightning wouldn't let up. Yeah. Tell us about last Friday.
Yeah, it's just one of those freak deals. Nobody scored in the first quarter. Start the second quarter, they scored, didn't get the conversion, and we scored. A nice pass from Madden Smith to Kenyon Burge, nice post pattern, and we didn't get the conversion. And the lightning hit.
And bam.
Our conversion was it, and it just came in and just was there. And you can't play with the lightning.
And see, that's what's wild, and I was telling you about this off the air. I asked my wife, because she was over in McAllister. I was in Ada at the time. I said, how was that storm that rolled through? And she said, what storm? And Savannah's not very far away from McAllister. It just right in the line of Savannah and just stuck around there. And
it just came over, just a little storm. Even on the phone, it's just a little cloud.
Right.
But it had lightning in it, and every time they'd see a flash, it had 30 minutes.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
OSSAA rules.
You're not going to take any chances with the kids. Now you can play in the rain, you can play in the snow, you can play in the hail, mm-hmm. but you can't play in the lightning.
Imagine playing in hail.
Oh.
Have you done that before? Ever been in a hailstorm in a game?
Yeah, but we got out of it pretty quick.
So what did you think about your team before? How did you think about the way that your team performed before the storms rolled through?
We were starting to move the ball, getting a little more confidence, and starting to do things that we needed to do to go down and score again. And I was feeling pretty good about it. And then that happened, and we ended up with a two-hour delay. And I'm thinking, this isn't good. It's not good for us when we have to wait that long. And I had a kid get hurt, and they had a kid get hurt, and neither one of us can afford our numbers are down. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us can afford to get anybody else hurt. So, staying that late, and it would have been to end up being around 12, 1 o'clock before we'd get done.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not good. I've been in those games before, and it's never good.
Well, I've always been told that nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to high school sports in general, nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah, right.
So at that point, you just need to cut it off. And then,
we had a game in Atoka years ago that opening kickoff wasn't until 11:30.
Right. Jeez.
Just sat there and watched the lightning go through it. But it was a district game.
Mm-hmm. You had to play it.
And we had to play it. And it was the team we were playing was a long way away, so they didn't want to come back on Saturday.
Well, what was the attendance? Did everyone stick around for most of it and watch it throughout the night?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Some of them went downtown, got something to eat, came back.
Sweet, I like that.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the game coming up this Friday when we come back. Again, this is the Savannah Coaches Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs. At Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, we understand the value of a makeover. It's a fresh start. Maybe the same original color, but still new and better. That's why we go the extra mile on every job. We are a full-service collision repair center and restoration shop. Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, 1328 South George 9 Expressway, McAllister. Call 918-423-0703. That's 918-423-0703.
Go Bulldogs!
Victory Customs, proudly serving Southeast Oklahoma for powder coating, sandblasting, and wheel repair. They have the only bake booth large enough to powder coat vehicle frames within 100 miles. They can handle vehicle frames up to 15 feet. You can choose between hundreds of color options, too. Their powder coating has a 20-plus year lifespan. They work with industrial and residential customers. Victory Customs, 1808 South Main Street in McAllister. Call 918-424-8260. Visit us at www.victorycustoms.shop. Build your ride at Victory Customs. .634 in the afternoon on your Wednesday, September 13th. I guess at this point it's 6:34 at night, but we're going to our next segment talking about the upcoming game. Of course, we do this every Wednesday at 6:30 of home games. We want to encourage Savannah fans and just fans of football in general to come out to Savannah this Friday night, where the Bulldogs are getting ready to take on the Tallahanna Golden Tigers, a team that had to take a hiatus after last year. With not enough people to be able to field the team, but they're back this year. Based off what you've seen from them, how are they doing a year out of football? How do they look?
They're freshmen. They had about 25 freshmen last year, and they got to take the varsity practice time. And they've got a good group of freshmen. I mean, some big kids in it, and they're good, very athletic. So they've got a year of that extra practice time, and they look pretty good.
Well, they already have a win to their name, too.
Yeah, you know, they beat Idabel JV, and you know, Poto JV kind of put it to them, but that's understandable.
Yeah, Poto a little bit, well, I guess Idabel's 3A, Poto is 4A.
4A.
Yeah.
And you know, they're Class A, and but the kids played hard, kept going after it, and they never gave up. You know, they're going to give us all we want and then some.
So that's going to be, again, this Friday. So when you're looking at some keys to the game this Friday against the Golden Tigers, what are you wanting to see from your team?
I want to see our defense play a little better and stop the run, make them beat us through the air.
What kind of formation do they run offensively?
They're like us. They run the spread, double wings, you know, spread shotgun, one back. Do what we do. You know, they just, in years past, have done it really well. You know, and they've done it for years that way. Coach Gravett does a great job of getting them ready to go. And they run the GT, you know, guard and tackle pull, and that's their favorite play.
You're going to have to be able to stop it, like you're mentioning.
We got to stop it.
Yeah. Now, you said you like the way that your offense started to roll, and maybe going back to the Canadian game, maybe going back and having another maybe scoring drive if you wouldn't have had the storm coming through. What do you want to see from your offense coming up this Friday?
I see my offensive line hook up a little better. You know, they get in and make the initial block, but they won't stay on it till the whistle blows. And well, they don't stay on it till the whistle blows. Not that they can't, but they want to tell them, if you want to watch the foot race, buy a ticket. Well, watch film, you know, because you'll see it then.
You'll be fine.
Oh, go. You know, but they start doing their job, and that's hard to say. I got two linemen down this week, so this is the third game in our third offensive line to put together.
How has practice been trying to prep for a whole new offensive line? What's been the difficulties
of that? Just give them lots of reps. You know, we got, and with our numbers being low, we got guys playing out of position. But they're great kids. You know, can't say enough about them, because they're one of them. He's going to go from a blocking back to a guard, and he says, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Not awesome
that he has to do that, but it's awesome that he, we get no complaints, just does what
whatsoever.
He's told.
You know, and guys come in and say, hey, Coach, can I try that? Yeah, sure. Get over here.
Let's do it.
Careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
You say you might like it now, but wait till Friday. That, again, is going to be the Tallahanna Golden Tigers. It's going to be an interesting matchup this Friday with them being back. And then, of course, it is a home game, so we encourage everybody, not just Savannah Bulldog fans, but also McAllister Buffalo fans. With you guys not having a game this Friday, come be a part of the Savannah crowd, and let's make it loud for the opposition of Tallahanna. We're going to come back. We're going to have some fun questions for head coach Rick Cherry when we return here on the Savannah Coaches Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs. At Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, we understand the value of a makeover. It's a fresh start. Maybe the same original color, but still new and better. That's why we go the extra mile on every job. We are a full-service collision repair center and restoration shop. Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, 1328 South George 9 Expressway, McAllister. Call 918-423-0703. That's 918-423-0703.
Go Bulldogs!
Victory Customs, proudly serving Southeast Oklahoma for powder coating, sandblasting, and wheel repair. They have the only bake booth large enough to powder coat vehicle frames within 100 miles. They can handle vehicle frames up to 15 feet. You can choose between hundreds of color options, too. Their powder coating has a 20-plus year lifespan. They work with industrial and residential customers. Victory Customs, 1808 South Main Street in McAllister. Call 918-424-8260. Visit us at www.victorycustoms.shop. Build your ride at Victory Customs. All right, back for our final segment here in the Savannah Coaches Corner, where we're going to be asking some just random questions to head coach Rick Cherry. Some of the things that aren't always X's and O's, sometimes just fun questions. This one's going to start off with some football. And by the way, if you would do, we're going to start doing this from now on because we were actually requested this on social media last week. We will have these available for playback on McAllisterRadio.com. Maybe not tonight, but here more than likely tomorrow at the latest. We're going to be having this. Just make sure you go to the McAllisterRadio.com website, and you'll be able to find it under the KMCO tab. All right, let's get started off with this one. What is your favorite rivalry games in high school, college, or the NFL?
In high school, it would have been with Salisaw, Muldrow and Salisaw. I was at Muldrow. We'd win maybe once every 10 years. And
it's still and heated,
we did my junior year.
So. That's all that matters, man. Yeah.
And it was even better because our quarterback's older brother was the head coach at Salisaw at the time.
Really? So he was going up against his brother.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
That made it even a little better. College, gosh, it's Southeastern. I played at Northeastern at Tahlequah.
Oh, going Division II.
Southeastern was the big game for us. It was end of the year.
I wish they'd bring that back.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what happened to them.
I guess it's just different conferences. Yeah. And now it's transitioned to, because I went to Southeastern, it's now transitioned to Southeastern East Central.
Yeah.
But it would be cool to bring back Northeastern, Southeastern.
Mm-hmm. I think it would, but, you know, they want to go north instead of students coming down here and doing what we just call the old OIC.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess our good game that we really like is with Canadian, you know, because they're close and they're a competitor, and we'll be in a district with them next year.
Stings so bad about not finishing that game, though, is because it is always a pretty good competitive game.
You know, and the kids really wanted to, and, you know, as coaches we did too, but they just
can't do it.
You know, if we'd had another lightning flash, you know, we're another 30 minutes, and mm-hmm. then it's going to stick around. It was flashing when we left it, you know. 11 o'clock, so it wasn't gonna go away.
Wasn't gonna go away. Let's go to our next question. We got a few more here. This one talking about the questions that aren't X's and O's. You throw this all out the window here. No prep. Would you rather fight a grizzly bear or a gorilla?
Oh, the gorilla.
And why?
It doesn't have those big claws on it.
That's true.
Yeah, because I've always heard you. If it doesn't kill you, just make you stronger, but except for bears, and they'll just kill you.
That's a word of wisdom there for head coach Rick Cherry. Yeah. Also, here's another one that we have. How about this one? If you could set up a teleport from one place to another, where would it be? For example, like if you could set up a teleport from here to your house or from one location to anywhere in the world or outside of it, where would the teleport be?
Ooh. If I had one, I'd kind of set one up for where they're playing the Super Bowl that year.
Wherever they're having the Super Bowl.
Just teleport, just go to it. Just
get tickets from some scalper and go.
Yeah, that'd be the thing for me.
I think mine would probably be, now having the family and everything, I would have had this before, Disney World.
Yeah.
I love going to Disney World. I don't care if I'm 27 years old, it's fun. And let's do our last one for today. This one's going to be fun for your players, too. If you could hand the play card to a player on the team to call plays for a quarter, who would you trust the most?
I go with my quarterback, okay. Madden Smith.
Always a smart answer to go with the quarterback.
Because he sees it a little better, you know, what's going on out there. And he's got a good mind for the game. You know, he hadn't played a whole lot because we had a good quarterback in front of him last year. But he sees the game well, and he asks questions that doing this, and he starts trying to ad-lib a little bit during practice with the scout team. And you know, he's starting making things up and say, okay, he's got a pretty good sandbox.
Sweet.
Draw it up pretty good. You know, you do the backyard football, you're the bottle cap, you're going to do this.
Yeah, the old schoolyard football, yeah. All right, Coach, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up here?
Folks, just come on out Friday night because we're going to have, it's going to be a good ball game. Both teams are pretty evenly matched. We're playing a little better, and you know, it's going to be a good game, and to get your money's worth.
Absolutely. That's going to be this Friday. Like I said, football fans far and wide, come join the Savannah crowd this Friday when they take on the Tallahassee Golden Tigers, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
7 o'clock. All right, Coach, thank you once again for coming by.
Well, thank you for having me.
We'll see you here in a few weeks. Again, that's the Savannah Coach's Corner every Wednesday of home game week for the Savannah Bulldogs at 6:30 at night. Again, available for playback at McAllisterRadio.com at the latest by noon the next day. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you to Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs that put us on the air. We'll send you back to your regularly scheduled programming.
You've been listening to the Savannah Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.